Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
And now we are having a kōrero with Emma Wheatcroft Snape from Record Enable up in Tamaki Makaurau. They're going to be talking about some artist initiatives that Record Enable is running and a countrywide giveaway as well in tandem with Rockshop, which is really, really exciting. Mōrena, Emma, how you doing?
Mōrena, how are you going? I'm very well this morning.
Oh, very, very cool, very cool. Seems like you have a lovely room. I can see some plants on a nice wooden shelf there. That's cool. I'm doing very chill, You must get asked this a lot, but are you a Harry Potter fan?
I am.
Nice. Okay, that pairs well, because if you have the last name Snape and you're not a Harry Potter fan, you're in a world of luck.
Yeah, and we're very used to, me and my brothers are so used to that question at this point, but yes, we are Harry Potter fans.
Have you got a Snape impression at all?
I don't.
fair enough. And if you did, don't know if you want to do it live on air.
No, just whip that one out.
Yeah. So we're chatting about Record Enable, and I guess before we get into the artist initiatives and the giveaway, I want to know a bit more about the organization. You founded Record Enable in 2022. When founding it, did you look to the Girls Rock Aotearoa group, who similarly help develop girl and non-binary artists with their music skills? I know Record Enable is about developing female and non-binary kind of producers, but was that an inspiration for you?
That's a great question. I knew that Girls Rock, or you know, To the Front, were around. And I'd interacted with a lot of what they do, and I think they do really, really amazing work. Mm-hmm. I think it was a thing of wanting to give back within sort of my community, and seeing that they had kind of that, they're kind of taking care of that sort of market, I guess, to be really formal about it. And I like wanted to sort of kind of come through and support, you know, producers and engineers who were maybe a little bit more established in their careers. People who are like already studying at university and like have that seed to like, I love this, like of passion to like continue on. People who had already worked in music for a little bit who wanted to then transition into more production stuff, that kind of thing. But I think it's really great what To the Front do, with high schoolers to help them get into music. And I have done some stuff with them to help out their production stream as well, which has been up in Auckland, which has been really cool.
Oh, sick. So Record Enable is more about training producers and training rather than getting people like high schoolers or anything interested in.
Yeah, so yeah. It's more like for me, for example, you know, I went to uni and then I got to the end of my third year. I was like, I want to do this as a career. I don't have equipment. I don't have a studio now. Like, you lose all of your resources, right? And so it's kind of trying to help people who know they want to do it as their career but need help getting to that next point where it's like you're starting to get a little bit of work. You have some resources behind you, that kind of thing.
Mm, very, very awesome. Yeah. 2023 was a really big year for Record Enable. It's when things really took off multiple workshops happening, multiple funding sources coming to support Record Enable, and was it the first round of your mentorship program in 2023? So that's pretty momentous. What was your highlight of last year for Record Enable?
Oh, there were so many. I think I piloted this new program, which was like a production weekend, so kind of like a songwriting camp, but it was the demos were already written, and just it was an opportunity for the producers to like practice what, you know, practice production in like more of a safe kind of environment that they could then go to songwriting camps after that. And that weekend was very stressful to get. I needed so many people to like contribute, and I needed people who were scared to step into the production role to like take that leap. And it ended up being this really beautiful weekend of just like of kinship and passion, and it was so beautiful. I'm doing it again this year. It's one of the things coming up, and I'm so excited for it.
Ka pai, ka pai. I guess we'll jump into the things that are happening this year. There's two big things happening very shortly. There's an industry seminar happening tomorrow, both in Tamaki Makaurau and online, and there's a production weekend which is what you just mentioned, in early October. What's in store for the seminar, and how will the production weekend play out? Will it play out in similar ways as it did last year? What's the go with that?
So the seminar tomorrow, if you are not in Auckland, it's available online. So just like on Zoom, you can come in, Zoom in and watch that. And it's basically the third seminar of this kind of series we've put on this year. We're going to be getting Ant from APRA, Dean from Recorded Music New Zealand, and Pippa Ryan Kidd. Mm-hmm. And they're basically just going to come in and chat about their sort of organizations that they're a part of, and sort of skills and things that could be really handy for you to know. So as a producer, you know, what should you be telling your artists about APRA? What should the processes be for Recorded Music New Zealand in order for you to, you know, be able to get those royalties and have that copyright correctly done? Mm-hmm. And then with Pippa, we're just going to be chatting more about sort of liaising with artists and all of that kind of thing. And I think it will be really useful for people who are starting to work with artists or are starting to have credits on songs but don't really know how to navigate that. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good chat. And most of the time, it's questions that I also have, you know? Like, like I do it for other people, but I'm also kind of doing it for myself because I'm really interested. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the seminar tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just, you know, RSVP for that if you're interested. And then the production weekend, we're going to have three spaces with a producer, a collaborator, and an artist in each space. The artist brings a bunch of demos that they already have, and then you spend the day making your song. We're also going to have Studio A at Parachute available, so the big room with the big console and the piano and the Rhodes and stuff, that's also available. So if you want to use that, you can. Mm-hmm. And it's really about, like, if you're scared about stepping into that role as a producer, that's good. Like, that's okay. This is an environment where, like, everyone is here to help you get better at these skills. So you can also apply for that. And I'll be looking through applications soon and start sort of accepting people.
Awesome. That's really cool. One thing I'm curious about, just kind of came to my brain a second ago. Are there a lot of producers who leave Aotearoa for other producing roles overseas? Just like, is it the same with the trend with everyone else leaving to Australia for better wages and whatnot?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, you know, people do sort of leave to go overseas to sort of maybe find other artists that they're interested in working with, or try to get sort of more frequent work or...
better working conditions.
More like higher paid work.
Yeah.
There is really great stuff in New Zealand, so I'm, you know, I'm hanging around. But yes, we have had quite a few people sort of go off overseas of late. A lot of people came back for COVID and then have sort of gone back in the past couple of years.
It's funny watching that trend happen, eh? It's like a bunch of people came back, now the opposite is happening. Everyone's leaving, especially all the young people. Lots of young people my age are leaving. It's crazy. Oh, another thing I want to touch on before we get into the national giveaway, which is amazing, is I want to know, who are some Record Enable alumni?
We've had some really cool people. They're mostly just like, sort of like, what's really interesting is with Record Enable is that I feel like we're not going to fully, because it was started only a few years ago, we're not going to fully sort of see the outcome of it for like a few years. You know, it's going to be in 5 years that we're going to have all these Record Enable people around the place. But I can. So we had Tanya Dickey was like the winner of a giveaway we had last year, which was basically about giving people money within their study to be like, you know, what do you need in order to study well. Last year we had a few of our mentors. We had Brooke from French for Rabbits, we had Emily Browning, and we had Alex Corbett, who got Engineer of the Year this year. And Alex co-runs some of the workshops and stuff with me, which is really cool. We also had Kiara, who is part of the To the Front program, and she actually won the Record Enable giveaway last year, which was really great. And that was cool because they had a studio space that had closed down, and so it was great to be able to provide gear to them to continue doing recording and working with the community, even though they'd had the studio space that had closed down very recently. So that's the kind of stuff that has been really cool for us to be doing. And then we've had a whole bunch of workshops and bits and pieces as well that's then I've had lots of really amazing people kind of come through.
For sure. I think I'm going to sneeze again. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. My goodness, I don't know what's going on there. There's a pretty big giveaway that Record Enable are running in conjunction with the Rock Shop. It's valued at, what, $5,500 retail price?
Over.
Over? Yes,
great.
What's the deal with that? Is it about big voucher or is it just a bunch of gear?
Well, so the very first sort of thing that Record Enable made, the kind of founding event, was a giveaway where we had two, I guess, monetary awards of $2,000 that we gave to two people so that they could buy equipment for their setup. And that was really awesome. But I think I just found that wasn't quite the right format in order to, like, give people equipment. So last year I teamed up with the Rock Shop instead, and we gave away this gear bundle that, you know, Kiara got. And that was just a whole bunch of, like, different, like, a microphone and some headphones and bits and pieces. And so when I sort of approached Rock Shop again this year and said, do you want to do that again? They were really game. So it's our, it's a kind of event called Equipment Step Up. And so it's basically trying to help people step up with the equipment that they have. We're giving away a Universal Audio microphone, the Native Instruments, like complete collector's edition, some Arturias software, and a Beyerdynamic, some Beyerdynamic headphones. And so it's really supposed to just, like, help you have a really solid base of equipment that you can then do your creation from.
That's awesome. That's real sick. That's incredible.
Yeah, some great equipment there.
Yeah. Bear, big name there. Has working on Record Enable projects, how has that affected your ability to create music under the moniker M?
I think it's just, like, it's cool to feel so inspired all the time, you know? Meet people who come from very different places and have very different goals in life, but we all sort of share this passion. And it's also, like, really lovely to just build that community. And then when you're within that space, you're feeling very inspired and supported. And, you know, I guess, like, there are other people like me around, I feel more comfortable to, you know, be creative and, you know, in a better mood to do all that other stuff. Spend my time that way.
Cool. And can we expect to see anything coming from your moniker M in the near future? I noticed that on Spotify, the most recent thing came out in December 1st, 2023. Any new tracks coming out anytime soon? Or you reckon you'll hold
very,
off for a
very
bit?
Very soon.
Very, very soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Keep an eye out.
Before the end of the year, I assume.
Oh yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Hopefully in Libra season, because I'm a Libra. And I'm excited to see good things happen in Libra season. There's a lot happening in Libra season. So many birthdays. Wow. It's insane. But yeah, thank you very much for joining me this morning and talking all about Record Enable and those really, really cool initiatives that y'all are running. It's real, real sick. Where can people find links to RSVP for the seminar, apply for the production weekend, and enroll in the giveaway?
So it's recordenable.com. Go there. Or it's recordenablenz on Instagram. Go to the Instagram, you can message me if you need to, or, like, find out about stuff. But all the RSVPs are on the website, which is recordenable.com.
Incredible stuff. Thank you very much for coming on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing new music coming out very shortly.
Yay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you very much. That was Emma Wheatcroft Snape from Record Enable chatting about the Record Enable's new artist initiatives, national giveaway, and a bunch more stuff there. We're going to play a track that Emma made under their moniker M. This is Cloud City by M. And then I think we're going to play some Riot Girl. You know, swing it back, play some Riot Girl. I miss them. I really, really miss them. Anyway, here's M with Cloud City. You're listening to The One. News updates, 10:45. Take care. All I want to see is the moon. We're in Park City. Could you keep an eye out for me? We'll park out the front. Alone enough.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.